堂听 class.com。
From the BBC World Service in London, the news at 4 hours GMT for BBC News Online.
The United States has stepped up its pressure on Syria, saying it's a barrier to democratic change in the Middle East. The Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, in a series of interviews, said that the world was starting to see a picture of a Syria which was a blockage to a different kind of Middle East.
Syria is an impediment to change in the Middle East, and it's increasingly being exposed as an impediment to change in the Middle East. The Syrian regime is out of step with what is going on in the rest of the region.
Condoleezza Rice accused Damascus of allowing its territory to be used to support the insurgency in Iraq and said there was evidence the Palestinian Islamic Jihad's headquarters in Syria was involved in the recent bomb attack in Tel Aviv. Shortly before she spoke, President Assad of Syria said that Syrian troops in Lebanon might pull out within the next few months. It was the first time the Syrian leader indicated the troops might be withdrawn, as demanded by a UN resolution. An international conference in London has agreed on what steps are needed to strengthen Palestinian institutions and pave the way for a viable Palestinian state. The meeting was chaired by the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, who said that the international community had laid the foundation stones for a future state. Israel did not attend the conference, but said later that the need now was for the Palestinian leadership to tackle terrorism. The United Nations Nuclear Monitoring Agency says Iran has refused to allow inspectors to revisit the Parchin military facility, which the United States suspects may have been used for work linked to the development of a nuclear bomb. Iran says it has gone beyond its obligations and demonstrated transparency in allowing access to Parchin. Thousands of people turned out in the Uruguayan capital to greet the country's first left-wing president, Tabaré Vázquez, after his inauguration. Soon after the ceremony came the president's first policy announcement, restoration of full diplomatic relations with Cuba. He's also promised an investigation into the disappearances of people during the country's military dictatorship in the 1970s and 1980s, and he said the victims would be compensated. You're listening to the news from the BBC. The United Nations Drugs Agency says the practice of injecting illegal drugs such as heroin is on the rise in Africa, and it warns that the trend could worsen the HIV/AIDS crisis. Bethany Bell reports from Vienna, where the International Narcotics Control Board is based.
The INCB report said drug abuse and trafficking are a growing problem in many African countries. It said there was an increase in injecting drugs such as heroin in countries in eastern and southern Africa, a development which could have serious ramifications for the spread of HIV/AIDS. It said there was evidence to suggest that some of the civil conflicts in Africa are partly funded by profits from drug trafficking. The report also said there was a steady rise in illicit sales of controlled drugs on the internet. Concern was also expressed about opium production in Afghanistan. It said the opium trade was threatening the peace and stability of the country.
On the second day of the trial of the American pop star Michael Jackson on child molestation charges in California, the prosecution's first witness has been giving evidence. He's the British documentary filmmaker Martin Bashir, who made a television programme which eventually led to the prosecution. The programme was shown to the jurors in the courtroom. In it, Mr. Jackson said he didn't see any harm in sharing his bed with a child. From Santa Maria, Daniela Ralph reports.
Martin Bashir sat calmly in court as he was questioned by the defence, but on the advice of his legal team, he said virtually nothing. Lawyers for Michael Jackson questioned the reporter's journalistic credibility and claimed that he'd misrepresented the pop star in the documentary Living with Michael Jackson. But to virtually every question asked in cross-examination, Martin Bashir gave the same response. He said he would not answer, citing Californian shield law, which protects journalistic independence. At the request of the defence, Judge Rodney Melville will now examine the detail of the law to see if Martin Bashir's silence puts him in contempt of court.
An American defence and telecommunications company has been ordered to pay nearly $30 million in criminal and civil lawsuits after admitting paying bribes to influence a presidential election in the West African state of Benin. The Titan Corporation was accused at a court in California of funneling around $2 million into the re-election campaign of President Mathieu Kérékou at a time when it was trying to negotiate a higher fee for a telecommunications